Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to
play a song here to start us out for Pastor Wanda. Okay, we start out with our normal our opening song, but we're going to play another song here. It's called "It's All Right, It's Okay," okay, by Shirley Caesar and Anthony Hamilton.
I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is thy strength.
Amen.
You know, what I want to say to start out the evening, that was a great song, by the way, Pastor Ken. I want to apologize to Pastor Wanda for any disparaging remarks I made about her last evening. Pastor Wanda, I had a very bad week. Okay, it's getting better now, but I had a real bad week this week. I can't explain what happened, but it wasn't very pretty on Wednesday of this week. So I apologize for what I said last night to you, and I apologize for interrupting your sermon. So I just want to say that, and God bless you.
And God bless you, and I'll be praying for you, my brother. All right, welcome, women of God, daughters of the King. I'm not feeling well today, but I will do what God has called me to do. I've been to bed, but I'm giving God thanks through the midst of this storm. All right, and how you doing, Pastor Ken and Pastor Leroy? Two strong men of God. I'd like to thank God for both of you all.
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you for asking.
Okay, I'll be praying for both of you all. All right, tonight we're going to continue on seven reasons. I will do just seven reasons. That's what God gave me as the daily pursuing God in thanksgiving. We have so many reasons to give thanks to God because we have life. He have woke us up in the right state of mind. He have provided everything we need for this day. And we stay in one day at a time because we get in the ahead of time, we will miss out what God is trying to show us today. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And amen. So we're going to look at the first point. We must always have a thankful and a grateful heart. Excuse me, y'all. The reason God wants us to be thankful so we will not be discontent or grumbling or complaining or whining. And we always want to please God. While Christians have guided principles and commands that we should live by, it is not about what we can do on our own, but what we can do with God. Christianity is only a religion that is about God did to you to get there. Christ's crucifixion and resurrection both necessary to save us from sin and death. Jesus died death and resurrection, made a way for us to have a relationship with God. God did this because he loved and wanted a relationship with us. He knew we would continue to rebel against him, and that is why we could never be perfect. But he still made a way for us to have a relationship with him. We should give thanks to God for amazing gifts. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God through Jesus our Lord. The second, when we develop a relationship with God, we can be thankful because he is an everlasting life. We can be thankful for everlasting life when God resurrected Jesus from the grave. He gave us the opportunity to have everlasting life. Christ's sacrifice is important, but his resurrection is also the center of our salvation. And 1 Corinthians 15:17 tells us, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still your sins. Christ's crucifixion is still, Christ's crucifixion and resurrection were both necessary to save us from the sin and death. Thankful because God's grace and his forgiveness. We deserve the death that Jesus suffered on our behalf, but because of the sacrifice we have been forgiven, through God's grace, we were redeemed and freed from the grips of sin in our own lives. Amen. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of trespasses, to the riches of his grace in Ephesians 1:7. Thank you. We can be thankful because God created his creation. No matter where we are in this world or what we are going through, you can still appreciate God's creation, the birds in the sky, the many different flowers, trees, landscape. Not only can you appreciate his creation, but you can have also the creation of the fact that God is our co-ruler of creation. He loves us so much that he entrusted us to care for his protection of his creation. And the blessings, and God blessed them. And he said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue, and to have dominion over the fishes of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on this earth. And that's Genesis 1:28. Would y'all like to say anything, Pastor?
Well, I'm fine. Go ahead. It's your floor, Pastor Wanda.
I'm just asking, did Pastor Leroy want to say anything on anything that we're talking on Thanksgiving today?
No, I'm just listening to you. You just keep going there, babe. Everything's good, Pastor Wanda.
Okay. Should you give thanks to God when life is too hard? I'm in the fifth point. We can be thankful because of God's word. God's word can heal our wounds, comfort us, protect us, guide us, and direct us, and encourage us. God's word, that the Bible, is not ancient or outdated or old school thinking. And in this existence, truth about the reality that never changes. His word is alive and active in our lives. And the individual, even in our community and throughout generations. But the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing our souls and spiritual joints and of the marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of our heart. The sixth point I want to go to, we can be thankful because of our fellowship as Christians. We can be so thankful for our pastors, our friends, our members of our church, the body of Christ. God blessed us with a relationship. We have our fellowship as Christians to be thankful for, to encourage each other and to support each other in our walk with Christ. And let all of us consider to stir up one another into love and to good works, not negative, to meet together as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day is drawing near. And that is Hebrews 10:25. The last point I'll be speaking on. We can be thankful because we are never alone. Excuse me. If you don't have fellowship with Christian or in a Christian life, if you don't have friends or family, that can be really, it's a really tough time. And I see that all the time. You may feel you're alone, but you're always having God with you. He sees you wherever you are and knows your pain. Jesus was alone and forsaken to hang on the cross for all of our transgressions. But God did not let him stay there. And God won't let you either. He is for you. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courage? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, in Joshua 1:9. If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there, in Psalm 139:8. Sometimes you can feel like we have nothing to be thankful for, but there are so many reasons to give thanks to God. Sometimes you never just have to just start with the small and just choose to give thanks. Or a small can help you have a form of great habit and discipline that can eventually change your outlook on your attitude. You can start by just saying thank you for another day, or simply thank you for the air that we breathe. I want to share something I have read in Nancy Legend DeMar's book, Choose Gratitude. You get a journey, and I had I used to read to the lady a joy for the journey each and every day that I think might be fitting here. Put it better like this, I think it can. If you find discouragement, depression, fear, anxiety among you frequently, you must You may tears the attribute, the difficult, your pain, circumstances around you. But I want you to suggest that as a challenge in your situation or the season of life, maybe your frame of mind like has the less to do with your distress, circumstances, than what you're in need of. Develop a thankful heart. However, can you explain those believers around the world span the ancient time of the perfect who scrape by less and less than most of us can fathom in those days are perspectivable beside with trials and tragedy, but they are nevertheless manifest and pressed with peace and joy? You can have joy with Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You must sit sometime in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16:11. And it says, and the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And I want to bless each and every one that's here that listens to always having a thankful heart. And I thank you. God bless you, Pastor. Pastor. And the other person. I'm about to lose my voice. I've been had struggling, but I'm thanking God for the midst of this storm. I woke up feeling, but all is well. It just in all things you give thanks to. Just because I'm going through this, I don't know, I got wet. I got wet yesterday coming from the hospital. And I still got on here. I'm doing my best, so I'm going to gargle tonight. But I thank God for you, Pastor Leroy. Pastor Ken, I thank him for the listeners. And I say, and thank God for Tony. And I thank God for all of you all. Pastor, you can play music and do altar call. Or if y'all want to sound them.
All right. Well, Pastor Leroy, you want to add anything to this message of thanks?
Well, you know what? I'm actually was upset over what I just heard there from Pastor Wanda. Pastor Wanda, look here, man. Look here. You are my sister from another mother's brother. And I don't want you to be upset. And I apologize for anything I would have said to you last evening that would have put you in this situation. I hope that's not the case.
No, sir. God had already gave me what to speak on. This has already been done for a week. It's not about what happened yesterday. I don't hold grudges. I'm reading out of a book. And so what I do, this is coming out of women's ministry books. So it's not, and that's against you. No one. This is coming out of a book. You can look at it 7 ways. It's a she devotion.
All right. Well, let's play some great, great gospel music here. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to play a song by Todd Delaney. It's called The Anthem.
Hallelujah. You have won love in the Lift up your voice and say,
I'm going to comment on that, man. But you know, I don't know her, man. So who the fuck knows, man?
I'm
Yeah, hallelujah. I pray for her. Of course I do, man. Hallelujah. Here, man. Go watch TV or something, man. Man, just get her out of my sight, man.
The money they got, they probably had a shit ton of money. Way more than they would have made during COVID. They were forced to close.
Yeah, they got a shit ton of money.
As did I. Spent 2 years off.
And then I'm back to work for 11 months and...
Oh!
Aaron.
This church not too far from here where I stay at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the pastors we sit under. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They call him the gentleman. Yeah, he's awesome. He's an awesome pastor.
Amen. I would like to hear him speak.
Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome. Yes.
All right.
You have any complaints?
Huh?
So how was your day?
Mine was great. Took it easy today. I just, just laid around and just had some rest, good rest in, and I was getting ready for tonight. I was thinking, there's probably how many Bible verses would you say that every Christian should or every believer should know, Pastor Wanda? What do you think? What is the number you think?
I can't say because all of us, in, it depends on if you're studying. Because, see, I can't say. I will never try to say because then it will be like a competition. Because I remember when we was in the ministry and we had to learn a lot of the scripture, but it's not by learning them. It's by asking God to place upon the tables of your heart. Then when they started that, so I don't know, whatever God gives that person, okay? Because I can't care about me. So.
All right. Well, what would you say if I said the number is 108 verses?
Amen. And the numbers you just said is one God, no other God, new beginning. That's 108.
Yeah.
All right, Pastor Leroy. Pastor Leroy, how was your day today, Pastor Leroy?
You know, I feel bad for you, Pastor Wanda. You really sound terrible tonight. I hope you get better, honestly. But you sound really bad.
I know. Well, I'll tell you. You know, I stay on the spiritual warfare, spiritual attack. This is, I suppose, have been on a... outing today. One of my grandchildren had passed. One of my grandbabies died. And, you know, I still praise God and thanking him. So they over there doing a celebration. I told them I'm staying home because I was out yesterday with a young, at the doctor's. I got wet yesterday. And I felt fine. I still did what God told me to do. I passed out food and blankets. The weather is changing here, Pastor. It was 80 degrees. The next day is 30. So I woke up this morning. It was real cold. It was real cold in my house. And I had to put the heat back on because it was so cold. So I went and stepped out. I said, Lord, it's cold out here. And I just stuck my head out. And next thing I know, my throat. And, you know, I speak a lot. I minister to so many people. And I really don't give a 2 hours of sleep. I had a sister, a child died. I had another sister went committed suicide, so I was on the phone this morning about 4 o'clock. So that's what's going on. And so what I'm going to do, yeah, so a lot of stuff going on. And I'm going to gog in my throat. There's no COVID or anything. I just got wet. When they were going to get wet, you know, I didn't have a scarf around my neck because it got warm. It was warm here. But then at nighttime, when I got home, I've been out since 1 o'clock.
What?
I got out. Sir? Sir? What'd you say, Pastor Leroy?
No, I'm okay. Keep going. I'm sorry.
I was out yesterday at 1. It was fine, like 70 degrees that night. I'm still at the doctor's office. I text Pastor Ken, and I beat me and this gentleman. God always let me be almost the last. He didn't got both his legs amputated. I'm out in the rain trying to help him get the transportation. I'll go by to set his transportation up, and he don't have no, you know, bottom limb. And it was cold. I didn't take no scarf like I used to do, so I got wet. But that's what happened. But all this way, I'm just going to thank God. You know, I'm going to talk about it. Yes, I'm not going to speak by 2 or 3 days and just rest. That's all I'm going to do. But I thank you for your concern. Thank you for your prayers, too, brother. Thank you, Pastor Ken. Yeah. I'm going to get off now. I'm going to get off now and get back in the bed, okay?
You lay down and get some rest.
All right, y'all be blessed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well,
whoa. You know, I got to say, if that was truly Pastor Wanda coming on here tonight in that condition, that is a woman who is pretty consistent and obviously likes you, Pastor Ken, so you should be proud of yourself, man. She's a loyal fan.
Yes, she is. She's a very, very loyal woman. Okay, been knowing her for many, many years. She He was with me with my my initial ministry back in 2015.
Damn, that's like 8 years ago. Wow. You know what? Yeah. Congratulations to her. So if that was truly her tonight, and she came on here in that condition, man, God bless her, man. God bless
yeah.
a woman. God bless a woman who would do that, that would show up here
yeah.
in that condition. Seriously, I mean,
yes.
really. God bless her, man.
Yeah, you got to have us. Yes. We got a couple callers here. Let's take a 111 call and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello there. This is Pastor Wanda again. I got myself the throat AIDS from sucking sore cocks like Ken Hoppers.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, 111. You're on the air.
It's Pastor Wanda calling back in after I just gave oral sex to Ken Hopper. It's a Pastor Wanda.
Okay, that's enough of that. Try again, 111.
I don't know why they're making fun of me. This is
Pastor Wanda, but Dr. Leroy. Okay, nothing.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. 111. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Pastor Kat. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm scared on radio.
Huh?
This is Gary. How are you?
All right, Gary. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about Pastor Wanda and everything she's been through. And, oh, my gosh, I can hear her voice. She's just suffering. We'll pray for her.
Amen.
So what's up with you? What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. Just doing a radio show.
Ooh. Is anybody doing you tonight? Just kidding, that's
yeah.
a joke. Because
yeah.
I know how it gets. I know what's going to happen. Tony F is going to come in and get jealous that I'm talking to you, that I find you sexy because I'm a younger, hotter looking man. But don't worry about that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just, you know, some people call it shooting the shit. I call it pulling the pecker, but don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. I'm just here to say hi, and just that I support your show. That's it. That's what
well,
I wanted to
you.
Say.
I'm glad you
well,
support and, myself
here. Yeah, and also I wanted to say, on another note, it's I heard some people curse on another show, on another holy show, and I didn't like that.
Oh yeah?
But
what show was that?
On the Dr. Kent show. He was quoting a Bible verse. Yes, and somebody cursed, and it was awful. But I'm okay now. I'm over it. But bygones be bygones now, I guess. It's in a really hard state of mind. And I'm not talking about between the legs either. I was just heart and cough broken, if you know what I mean. But yeah. So anyway, I got an email saying that someone asked me to describe my booty on the air, but I don't think right now is a good time to do it. What do you think?
No, not a good time. No.
I mean, but you could imagine what I look like. You know, I'm like really good looking, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you are.
Well, I am. But tell Tony not to be jealous. I mean, my feelings for you are only as I like you as a pastor. But I'm just going to say one thing, okay? you know, the, oh my God, he's listening, isn't he? He's like, is he in the room with you?
Is he who?
Is Tony in the room with you?
No.
Okay, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I don't, okay, well, if he's listening, well, anyway, it's a poem. It's called I Love Meat. So here it goes. I love meat, all meat, no matter what kind. I love it in my mouth, in my hand, where the sun don't shine. Even though it's a wonderful item, will get me acting up. I'm so gay, I love meat, meat. I just can't stop saying it. Meat, 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 meat. I better stop eating before I nut and roll my pants up. It's too late, it happened. Oh, well, offer the meat, right? So that's a joke that I wrote when I was in... right before I started college, and now I'm halfway through, so I'm proud of it because, well, I didn't write it, but it's emotional to me. You know what I mean?
All right.
So anyway, do you believe what I, you know, some people talk mad about me, and like I said, I use it as a slogan now. But someone said I was so gay, my asshole has a list. And I just wanted to say, oh, well, I take pride in that. Do you know what I mean? I mean, do you think... I'm,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's how gay I am. Do you think anyone is gayer than me? Like, do you think Tony is gayer than me, or am I gayer than him? Or am I gayer than you, or are you gayer than me? What do you think? Like, I'm a gay meter. Like, on a scale from 1 to 5.
Really,
no, let's do 1 through 10. Let's do 1 through 10. I'm a game leader. What am I? And what are you? Go.
No, I don't know.
Well,
anyway.
What am I? I'm a game.
Oh, hold on. All due respect to the gay guy. I get it, man. But let's move on, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx.
I know my bit might be getting a little bit played out, like being like a fake Pastor Leroy and just like hanging up on trolls and all that and doing all that stuff, or like crushing storylines. Is that what like you're referring to, like stuff like that? You know? Is that what it is? Oh, I think I hit a nerve. Did I?
You hit a nerve, man. I'm fine.
You're fine? Okay. I wasn't talking about you, though, Dr. Leroy. I was talking about another black pastor from the Bronx.
Yeah, who are you talking about? I know them all.
Another one that comes on the Dr. Kent show, and by comes, I mean, you know, talks. And another one that comes on the Kenny show, or Dr. Kenny show, or Pastor Kenny show. Mm-hmm. And another one that's going to have his own show in March, but it's not you. But if the shoe fits, you can shove it up someone's ass and tickle it with your toes, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying. That's just a saying. It's a gay saying. Don't hang up on me. Don't be rude. Don't be a cock block.
Okay,
I'm serious.
Right.
No, not
right,
today.
Well,
don't do it.
Another caller from 111.
We'll take it.
111, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Wanda. I'm calling in. I suck so many dicks. My throat's sick. I got sickness in my throat from the dick suck.
Goodbye, Grover. 111.
Kenny, this is Tony F. Stop talking to that faggot.
Well, he's kind of jealous.
Don't talk to my Kenny. All I know is my Kenny knows how to fuck, and he only fucks me. Ain't that funny?
All right. Okay.
Oh,
my God.
I coughed up a condom.
Okay.
Hello, this is Wanda. Hello, this is Wanda again.
Not again.
Hello, this is Wanda. This is Wanda. And I got my dick. My dick put in my throat, and I got the AIDS and the herpes. This is Wanda.
111. Run here.
I got the herpes on my vocal cords. It's herpes.
Okay, that's enough of that.
It hurts so much that I just gonna kill over and die. This bad Wanda. Dead Wanda. Oh.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say goodnight, folks. Have a blessed night. Okay, wanna give a message. And,
bye, Kenny. We'll
probably continue again tomorrow night. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, talk to y'all later. Have a great night.